A Skeleton in God's Closet by Paul L. Meyer. Sabbatical. Definition. A year of absence for study, rest, or travel, granted some college or university professors every 7 years. The greatest of the academic perks, Jonathan Weber often called it, though he himself had been too busy to take a sabbatical in recent years. Weber was professor of Near Eastern Studies at Harvard University. His major work, Jesus of Nazareth, had appeared the previous fall, just in time to catch the Christmas market. A book of vast, though surprisingly readable erudition, the 580-page tome was expected to bomb in the trade and sell only to the scholarly world. But the bomb detonated, unexpectedly, also in the general market, and the months since had cluttered Weber's quiet, scholarly life with media interviews and appearances, accolades and controversies. At the close of the semester in June, he would skirt the snares of success and flee the classroom. The sabbatical would be his salvation, and Austin Balfour Jennings his savior. Months earlier, Jennings, the internationally famed senior archaeologist at the British School in Jerusalem, had all but demanded Weber's presence in Israel with the playful lines, "You seem to have retained at least some of the lessons I taught you at Oxford back in your Rhodes Scholar days, dear fellow, as witness your recent publications. But what about field experience? You'd best join us at Ramah this summer and get your fingernails dirty for a worthy cause. There's a good chap." Ramah was the Prophet Samuel's hometown, and although Jennings had failed so far in his quest to discover the grave of the prophet himself, he had unearthed some artifacts of possibly spectacular importance, he wrote, adding, "You must come share the excitement." Weber tried to pry out further details, coaxing by correspondence, but to no avail. Jennings would tell him only in person.